Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, was sagt das Meister, ist Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Rabbi Yarek, when it comes to vegetables. Till now we're talking about fruits. Fruits, you can't eat them when they start growing. You have to wait till they reach a certain point in their ripeness. Vegetables, on the other hand, even if they're picked when they're very small, you can usually eat it already. So their Chiyuv Maisus comes much earlier. Mishnah gives us examples. Hakishuyim are cucumbers. Vadaluyim. Some say pumpkins. Some say gourds. Vavatichim. Melons. Vamalafoynais. These are kirbis. And some exceptions amongst the fruit as well. Hatapuchim. Apples. Vasroigen and Asroigen. Chayavim gedoilim uktanim. They're mechuyiv in maisus, whether they're picked when they were very big, or even when they're very small, because as soon as they start growing, you can already eat it. Reb Shimon poiter esu asroigim bekatan. Reb Shimon says, no, not with asroigim. They're not mechuyiv in maisus when they're small. Reb Shimon holds, maybe you can eat it, but that's not called edible enough to say it should be mechuyiv in maisus. It's not called Chilos and Eichel. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us interesting halachos about Shkedim, almonds. Now there are two different types of almonds, says the Mishnah. There are Morim, bitter almonds, and there are Mesukim, sweet ones. And it's very interesting. Each one develops differently. The bitter ones cannot be eaten when they're ripe because it becomes too bitter. If they're small, they're not so bitter. The sweet almonds, on the other hand, can only be eaten when they're ripe. And Memela, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Hachayiv b'shkedim hamorim. At the point that the shkedim hamorim, the bitter almonds, when you would be chayiv in maishas, that's when they're small. Potter b'mesukim. You'd be potter if these were sweet, because when they're sweet and they're small, you can't eat it yet. Whereas hachayiv b'mesukim, what would be mechuyiv when it comes to the sweet ones, that's only when they're fully ripe, potter b'marim, because at that time, they're too bitter, you can't eat it. So, chazring over, when it comes to vegetables, Mishnah gave us four different types of vegetables, two different types of peiros that are edible even when they're small. Therefore, they're mechuyiv in maisus, even when they're small. Cucumbers, gourds. Melons, kirbis, those are the vegetables. Apples and asroigim, those are the peiros. Shimon says no. Asroigim should not be on the list because they can't be eaten, or to the extent that you could eat it when they're small is not enough to say it's called an oichel. So it's not mechuyiv b'maisus yet. Then the Mishnah told us, bitter almonds, you have to eat them when they're small. Sweet ones, you can only eat them when they're big. So therefore, it switches. When you would be chayiv in maestros by the bitter ones, you'd be potter by the sweet ones. And the other way around, when you would be chayiv by maestros by the sweet ones, and that's when they're fully ripe, you'd be potter by the bitter ones, because at that point you can't eat it anymore. What grew on Aaron HaKohen's stick? Shkedim, almonds, right? In Parshas Korach. Moshe Rabbeinu took 12 sticks. On each one there was a name of a Nasi of a different Shevet. And a Shevet Levi was Aaron's name. He placed them overnight in the Oil Moed. Aaron was in the center. When Moshe entered the Mishkan the next morning, Aaron's stick had leaves, blossoms, and almonds. Why almonds? Because the whole parish of Korach was machloikis. Machloikis are like almonds. What does machloikis have to do with almonds? The answer is, somebody starts up with you, you're very upset, so it would be sweet to answer back, to get revenge, to say, oh no! But at the end, it's bitter, you pay a terrible price. On the other hand, someone did something to you that's hurtful, and you really want to start a machloikis, but you hold yourself back, even though right now it hurts, it's bitter. But eventually, it becomes so sweet, and that sweetness lasts forever. I heard that vart from Rav Melech Biderman Zalzankazant.